Disturbances like gaps are not homogeneous in space and time, and they vary in their intensity and frequency. Wind throes are one of the most frequent disturbances in the rainforest, but they're not extremely intense, usually involving, you know, one or a few dozen trees falling down. But disturbance by creating holes in the forest canopy contributes to the horizontal complexity of rainforests by creating areas with different abiotic conditions that are in different phases of growth. In rainforests, you can think of three regeneration phases. And they're depicted, a hypothetical example of these is depicted in this drawing on the slide. The gap phase, or openings in the canopy that have been newly created by a disturbance. The building phase, or previous gaps that are in the process of growing back up. And the mature phase, consisting of the surrounding intact forest. Older literature refers to the mature phase as the climax community, thinking of it as the ultimate result of succession. This is the idea of a shifting mosaic, that in any moment, the arrangement of the gap, building, and mature phase, it will be different than the arrangement of those same phases at a previous point in time or at a later point in time. So Obraville in 1938 further expounded upon this shifting mosaic theory of tropical forests, observing that because of the mosaic of these different developmental phases, that the combination of species found in a particular place or at a particular time can change. He also pointed out how this phasic complexity enhances the overall diversity of the forest. If the entire forest were in just one phase, say the mature phase, it would be missing all of the light-demanding pioneers that colonize new treefall gaps. The shifting mosaic theory moved ecological thinking about communities from the idea of a climax to now thinking about the forest in a state of dynamic equilibrium, that the forest as a whole is stable, but the parts that make it up, that make up this whole, that is the trees and other plants, at any given time and place, are constantly changing. Furthermore, chance plays a big part in the process, as I'll soon explain. Recall that this is similar to the intermediate disturbance hypothesis put forth by Jansen and Connell. Try to review that hypothesis if you don't remember what that is.